Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 292, top of the day to you, Steph.
I think I've broken my finger.
Yeah, by doing something really dumb.
Like, so dumb. I couldn't even explain it. It's that dumb.
It's pretty dumb.
It's the kind of dumb that you couldn't go to the emergency room because you couldn't explain it. Because they'd be like, she's lying.
She's lying.
She was up to something dodgy. Mm. I wasn't. It was just really dumb. And it hurts.
You smacked your finger on the table.
Smacked my finger on the table. Yep. My index finger on my right hand, which is my writing hand. I was trying to cut fruit before and veggies. And you know how you hold the knife with the top of the knife, the index finger? I had to use my middle finger. Skilled.
This is where ambidex, the people who can use two hands are kind
laughing.
Of just go, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Why don't they see what your problem is? There's always another one.
Yeah.
They've always got options.
Like, get over yourself. Use your other hand.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to do a Barbie quiz later?
Oh, yes.
I thought so. All right, we'll do that. We haven't watched a Barbie movie, but we're going to next week. Well, this weekend.
This weekend.
So next week we'll talk about it.
Yes, we will.
I know that there's the, you know, you watch the Opera Harbor show as well. Open Mueller.
What are you talking about?
Oppenheimer. What's his name?
Oppenheimer.
Yes. Yeah, people are watching that and Barbie all at once.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just feel that that's a lot.
Can't do it. I used to go to those movie marathons in my youth, and I'm pretty sure I fell asleep every single time I went.
I think I only went to one, and it was Scream 3.
Oof.
I might have been, I know you did last summer again, like the second one.
Yeah.
I still know it. And not Venom. What's that? Spawn or something, and that was the last one, and it was like, oh my god, I really have to try and stay awake through this thing that I know nothing about.
I mean, if they had done it starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I might have been okay.
But they started at like midnight, didn't they?
And I think, I can't stay up on a normal day.
Yeah.
Let alone through a movie I don't want to watch.
But at 1 o'clock they had people already going to the movies. They didn't have anybody going to the movies at midnight.
Mm. But we're already going to the movies, booking three movies back to back.
Yeah. They don't do it anymore for probably several reasons, but COVID was not one of them because I don't think it's been a thing for years, right?
Probably couldn't get staff. Like, I'm not staying up.
No, that's horrible.
Or mental teenagers doing naughty things.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that. So we'll go and watch that next weekend, not the Offen Mueller one. I'm just having fun changing the name.
Ferris Bueller's movie.
Ferris Bueller.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
I have watched a movie with you. There's been a lot of decks.
There has been a few decks.
Which is pretty exciting. And I may try and talk about something that, because I've watched a few things and then I've forgotten to talk about them.
Okay.
So if we've got time.
Yeah.
We'll watch
that. I've watched another thing that has a different version of Dex.
Okay. That sounds interesting, and I'm very perplexed and intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
But first we need to get to the news. Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Looks a little different if you go and watch it in India.
Why?
It's still the same length, but some scenes have been censored. They're mainly the ones with sex and smoking in them, which I thought was interesting. Smoking has been censored. One main change, right, is that Florence Plough, Jean Tatlock, there's a question where she's talking to Oppenheimer and they're both sitting naked in a chair across from each other. And the scene has been altered so that her character's actually wearing a black dress instead of nothing at all.
So they've CGI'd a dress on her. It'd almost be easier just to say, listen, cast, we're going to film this once naked.
Two versions.
The Nudie Rudy, and once just throw trackies on, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's not like India are the only country that have done that. So they should have just given those other countries.
The version of.
The version of, yeah, instead of having to.
Surely be quicker and easy just to film a scene.
You would think so, right? Also, there was one, I mean, whenever smoking happens, they've got a smoking kills badge. It's displayed on screen when a character's seen smoking.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I know that we're not allowed, I don't think we're allowed to depict smoking here on TV, right?
Not on television, no.
But if it's in a movie.
It's okay.
But then what about streaming? I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
But isn't it because you can give a rating to movies?
Yeah, but you can also give a rating to TV shows, right? I'm not too sure. I don't do law.
No, I'm not up on that. Sorry. No. You've hit our black spot.
And that's the end of it. We've been censored with a black dress over our knowledge. Yeah, I was having a look at some tweets. And somebody said, interval update, it's pointless to watch Oppenheimer in India. Blurred, blocked, with black bars, slapped with no smoking signs. It's the most anti-cinema thing in existence and should be abolished to hell. Can't honestly review the film until I've seen the uncensored version. That's what somebody said.
Yeah.
Which, I guess is fair enough. And if it is really obvious that they've added to it, then I guess that would take you out of the story, right?
Yeah, in a way you think just do a trigger warning at the beginning.
Yeah.
And if you know that's not for you, don't go.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they're doing floating black bars across
that's weird.
People's bodies and badges in the corner, that would be really distracting.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. But I mean, I've also seen that Pakistan, Indonesia are all doing it. So it makes sense, you know.
Maybe this is not the only movie that has smoking and nudity in it. So do they do this to every single movie? So why is it such a big thing here?
Yeah.
I mean, for this movie, not here.
For this movie. Yeah, not here in this room.
No, there's no smoking. Leah, put your clothes back on.
Yeah, must wear clothes and you're not allowed to smoke in this room. So I'm on board with all of this censorship.
Me too.
Yeah. SAG and the writers have been striking for a whole lot of reasons, including AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are a bit wary about AI taking jobs and whatnot, including writing jobs.
I am, very much so.
Yeah, I think it's a bit dodgy because I think people will take advantage of it.
100%. You can't trust humans.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't trust humans to let AI do stuff.
Mm.
Anyway, there was an actress that received a random email to join a thing called Largo.ai, and it's a 100 actors program. Her name's Charisma Carpenter, which surely is her real name. Has to be. Anyway, she kind of went, put it on social media and was kind of like, SAG and
what
writers members, just so you know, this email came from a salesperson, was apparently in Switzerland, promising direct connections with producers and directors by allowing you to receive auditions directly from them, and that Largo.ai will automatically suggest matching characters to producers/directors, and you won't be charged any commission for the roles you secure. Hello, AI is coming for casting directors,
yes,
agents, and managers too, is what she tweeted. So be careful with that kind of thing. So, these are roles that probably people didn't expect.
No, I honestly didn't expect. And now I'm thinking, did they think this was a really good time to release this?
No, it doesn't know that because it's AI. It has absolutely no idea what it's doing. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure these kind of things, they throw them into the wind and see what sticks.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt because it's just AI.
Yeah, it's just an email.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, there's text messages. I got one last night saying, "Hi, Mum, I've dropped my phone in the toilet. I need some money. Can you call me on this?" I was like,
"No problem. Transfer me $100 first and then I'll transfer it back
I'll
to you.
I'll transfer $50 to you."
Do you ever scam scammers back or annoy them?
Can't be bothered. I know people do.
Yeah.
There's a really good one of a voiceover artist pretending to be an automated voice, you know, and they're trying to get Amazon cards or something. If you want an Amazon card, hit 1. And you hear beep. It goes on for ages. And she's filming herself and she's laughing her head off. It's really funny. Barbie is a person that's totally real.
She is.
Probably. But also there's a movie called Barbie about the doll Barbie, and Amy Schumer was apparently involved in an earlier possible production of a Barbie movie.
Really?
Yeah, it was to be a live-action movie, and Sony had it in 2016, and she and her sister were going to write the script. And it was apparently a fish-out-of-water story about a woman kicked out of Barbie land for not being perfect enough. So I can see it. I can absolutely see it with Amy Schumer. But she dropped out of the project, and she was saying scheduling conflicts. And then Anne Hathaway was going to potentially be Barbie. Okay. And then Margot Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap, took it to Warner Brothers, and they made the film. She said, they definitely didn't want to do it the way I wanted to, and that was the only way I was interested in doing it. So there were no scheduling conflicts. She just, it wasn't going to work, so she just walked off.
Makes sense.
I'm assuming that happens a lot.
I could imagine so.
Yeah, all the time. When was the last time you reckon you watched the movie Beetlejuice?
In full? 30 years ago?
In the 90s of videotape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it maybe a year or two ago for Stream This on the ABC. I don't know what I'd paired it with. It must have been Winona Ryder or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. But I watched it for the first time in years and years and years, and I had forgotten that Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin were in it. Mm. In fact, I didn't know that that was Alec Baldwin, because when we watched it back then, Alec Baldwin wasn't famous.
Yeah, okay.
So that was interesting. But they're making a second one. It's being filmed right now.
Oh, gosh. But that makes me worry.
About what?
Well, it was scary the first time when I saw it.
Yeah, it was a bit creepy, wasn't it?
I mean, I know I was a kid.
You were a
kid. You can't get that ingrained, deep terror out of you.
I know what you mean. I'm with you 100%. But it may not be the way it wanted to be, because two props have been stolen from the set. This is in Vermont. And this is what the police tweeted. We tried saying the name of the stolen statue three times. Love it. But it didn't come back. So we're investigating the theft of this 150-pound sculpture along with the lamppost topped with a pumpkin decoration. 150-pound, that's about 70 kilos, I think.
A fair amount.
Maybe a bit more.
Walk off with.
Yeah, it's a lot. They also shared two photos of the statue, and the sculpture looks a little bit like one that Catherine O'Hara's character, remember she was an artist, created in the first one. So obviously there's a bit of a homage. Maybe it's the exact one, but they obviously lost it and had to recreate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember it that well.
Gosh.
But if you see these two enormous things, please get in contact with the Vermont police. Probably not from here, though. I mean, you can, but I doubt they've made it here.
911, what's your emergency? I have seen,
The
Beetlejuice statue.
What?
Put me straight through to Vermont, PD.
Vermont, okay, yeah, sure, let's do it. Do-do-do-do-do. That's it for the news, really. Barbie quiz coming up soon, but let's get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What we been watching.
What haven't we been watching?
See what I did there? What we been watching. A lot of things, really.
Heaps and hoops.
We've been on a boat, y'all.
We've been on a couple of boats.
Been on a couple of different boats, different people.
Yeah.
Different seas or oceans, depending. Mm-hmm.
We tapped into Below Deck Sailing Yacht Season Reunion.
Whew.
Season 4 reunion? I don't know.
Yes,
they're up to.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yep.
Yeah. Now, they never seem to get the cast all together when it's a Below Deck reunion, which is unlike any Housewives or Southern Charm or any other
they
Bravo
used to,
show.
Though, with like Lee and
they did
Kate.
In the very, very beginning. But I wonder if it's because
they're travellers.
They're such travellers that they are literally all over the world, and it would cost Bravo too much to fly them in for, what, an 8-10 hour shoot?
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's done via Zoom, which is fine. You click into it pretty quickly. But you do have people with very odd angles, you know, straight up their nose or
off their phone.
Off their phone.
Some of them have gotten a professional makeup artist and hairstylist in, and others
they got
haven't because it was 3 a.m. in the morning in Byron Bay.
And she was just struggling to keep her eyes open.
She was really struggling.
There was even a guy who literally wore a dog on his back
the entire reunion. Yeah, he had a backpack reunion. With a dog on, like, in it, and I don't know why.
No one knows why.
Do you think it was a new dog and he's just a bit proud?
Probably. Like, and a new backpack as well.
Yeah. Off Amazon.
This
for
is
sure.
how I'm going to get my dog on TV.
Yeah. My mum's bet me that I could do it. And I've done it now, and she owes me a scone.
Yeah. Well, the big part of the reunion was, I guess, the thruple clash between Daisy, Colin, and Gary. And I don't know about you, but what it concluded with me was Colin is a big, fat, misogynistic tool, and Daisy is an incredibly underrated woman in her 30s in the current day and age.
And Gary's just like, I don't really want to get involved, but I'm going to put my mate first because boys first.
Yeah, bro code, which made him look more of a douche. But Daisy got quite upset a number of times, even walked off, not because she was having a tanty. She's
probably worried about her makeup. I mean, yeah. I know that sounds, girls, but she probably was.
She probably was. Yeah. She looked phenomenal. Yeah, she looked stunning.
So she probably just needed to make sure the mascara wasn't going to ruin.
She was just so frustrated with dealing with these men and their opinions. And Colin kept calling her that woman.
She's there.
She's right there speaking to you. Stop putting her down and calling her that woman. She has a name.
The amount of times he picked up his mug to have a drink was ridiculous. Like, it was obviously a he needs to hide himself behind it kind of thing.
Yes.
Subconscious.
Wonder what was in that.
Probably nothing. Probably a cup of tea. I don't know.
He probably like ran out very quickly and then had to just pretend he kept sipping.
Yeah. Because he drank a lot.
A lot.
I think next season
they'll
either get Gary back.
Yes.
Colin, no way.
You reckon?
Nah. They'll either get Gary back or not, but they'll definitely try and get Daisy back.
I think they'll definitely try, but I'm really concerned that she's not going to.
Really?
I just
have you been on her social media?
Yeah, I'm on her all the time.
And is that the vibe you're getting?
No, I don't think she's putting much out there. She is doing a lot of like, flashback to this. But the reunion really gave me that impression that she was so over this and feeling so misunderstood and, I guess, degraded that I thought, she's not going to want to come back to this. What's in this for her? What is there?
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's popular enough that she could get some sort of a thread spin-off, something or other.
Yeah, okay. I'm hearing what you're saying with that. And I'm going to put two names out there, and I know you're going to have answers for both of them.
Yeah.
But popular enough that when they leave, they get their own show. Hannah, Kate.
Neither.
Mm. Now, Hannah, I feel like, didn't want to have a show, but I reckon Kate might have.
Look, there were rumors for a while that Kate, or whether it was rumors or just the internet saying we want Kate on a Housewives equivalent.
Oh, okay.
Which never happened, obviously.
Yeah.
But she was doing podcasts. Well, I mean, both of them, Hannah as well, was doing podcasts. But Kate was doing podcasts and recaps of Below Deck.
Sure.
You know, videoed. Vodcasts, what would you call them?
A vlog.
So I don't know, but I will miss Daisy if she's not there. I think she's genuine, and yes, she's on a television show, competent, but not. I always sort of felt there's been a lot of the others out there that you know that their actions have been to cause a stir or just to get screen time on the show, where I never really felt Daisy was along those lines.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's a different scenario for her.
Mm.
Yeah, I hope Bravo stay on her side, because I think it would be more interesting to have her than Gary.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though Gary's entertaining, but he's done the exact same thing for three seasons.
Three seasons, nothing's changed. If anything, it changed this season because he didn't realise that it was a casual thing even though he was told by the girl.
Yeah.
Almost every episode.
Every episode.
It's a casual thing.
Therefore,
just to
she
be for fun.
Probably told him more than we heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So we saw the reunion, and that was quite a thing. And then we jumped straight in the next day with Below Deck Down Under, season two.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Captain Jason back.
We do.
We
and
have.
Who doesn't love a bit of Captain Jason?
I know. Well, apparently one of the stews looked like she was very excited about him.
Even the chef did.
Yeah, the chef. It was the chef. Yeah. You're right. It was the chef. And Aisha's there again. Now, this would be her second time on that iteration, mm-hmm. but she's been in at least one and maybe a half elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely one and a half, if not two and a half.
Yeah, she's been on a lot.
Yes, of Metoration.
Of Metoration. with Sandra Captain.
Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's a quick quiz for you.
Okay.
Who else,
yeah,
crew-wise, has jumped franchises?
Adam.
Yeah.
Chef Adam.
Yep.
Sandy.
Oh, I didn't think of that one. You're exactly right. There's one more chef that I can think of who has.
Ben?
Yes.
What did he go to?
He went from Below Deck, Captain Lee, over to Mediterranean.
Oh, Mediterranean. Oh, yeah.
For one season.
That's right. Yeah. Interesting. Hmm. It makes sense that they would swap them around.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Especially as it was growing in the
early
definitely.
Days. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Or should I say indubitably?
Do it. Go on. Say it.
Indubitably.
Mm, yeah.
Mm. Now, what do you think, because the first episode of Below Deck Down Under showed that potentially someone was going to leave, they're going to get kicked out.
Yeah, not just leave, like fired in the middle of
fired
the night,
in the middle
it alluded
of the night.
To.
Who do you think is going to come back, because it kind of seemed like someone was coming back, and I was trying to remember who the people were. I could only think of Ben, you know, the
yeah who started a bit rocky with Captain, and then by the end, because Jason was demanding like excellence from him and Ben was not able to, and then he finally pulled up his socks and managed it. He could come back. I can't even think of who
thinking.
The stews were. Though.
I can't think of the stews
at
terrible, all.
Right?
But I can think of the ex-cop who was the bosun that Ben, you know, was kind of
bumped heads
with. And then there was a really funny American guy who seemed really nice.
The other spanner, would someone from another franchise come? Now borders are open. It's easier.
Who would I like?
But who do you think's going to go? Do you think it's a deckhand that's going?
No, I think it's in the
stew.
Oh, what about that English girl with the blonde hair? She's really good,
Courtney.
When she drinks, she's crazy.
I think her nickname when she drinks is it Coco?
Oh yeah, she's got a different name for herself,
or Chloe or something.
Yeah, something different. Yeah, that's
and
funny.
She's nuts. She could be funny.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
she'd fit in with Aisha
she'd fit
for
in
sure.
Really, really
they'd,
well.
Yeah, they'd get on really, really well. Okay, so that's our dream. We're only one episode in, but obviously very excited.
Yeah.
To crack on into more of that.
Well, even the first episode finished with Captain Jason giving a right serve to the guests who went swimming in the middle of the night, despite being told. No, it's nighttime, pitch black on the Great Barrier Reef.
It's a hard no is what they were told.
You might get eaten by a shark. Nobody's joking about that. You might get eaten.
You might get eaten by a shark. And they were like, no, I can do it anyway. But I'm the primary. All right.
Okay, but
doesn't
I'm the
mean
captain.
Anything. Doesn't mean anything in this situation. That's only happened once before with one lady and she did get kicked out of her group.
Mm.
And they it was Captain Lee. He got rid of her. He dropped her off.
Dolores,
and then the rest of the guests enjoyed the rest of their time.
And they were so, they really hadn't done anything wrong, but they were tail between their legs the rest of the charter, just, please, Mr. Captain Lee, sir. Thank you,
exactly.
Mr. Captain Lee, sir.
Exactly. It was so funny. Yeah. Twice that's happened now. Very excited to see where this
yes,
goes, because I think
wait.
It's going to be a good season. What else have you been watching?
I watched a doco called The Secret Life of the Long Haul Flight.
Secret Life. Is it about flight attendants?
It's about a long-haul flight. So everything to do with a flight, from baggage handlers to a flight attendants to captains catering, all of that. It is a UK doco. I found it on Amazon Prime. And it actually followed a Qantas flight from London to Sydney.
Still call Australia home.
Still call Australia home. It was quite interesting, actually, because they were really frank, and a lot of the filming on board was done on iPhones because they obviously didn't want to disturb passengers. You didn't see first class at all, apart from their food being prepared, which to me...
You've seen enough. You've seen enough of first class stuff. You don't need to see any more. You watch first class videos all the time.
I know. I watch first class videos on YouTube. I've gone down a stupid rabbit hole, but it's my toxic trait at the moment. I'm never going to fly first class, so I will torture myself by watching videos.
I think if you fly first class once, then you're done. I think watching videos is okay.
Well, the problem was with this one is because it didn't show you, they showed a lot of economy and it was like, I don't care. I know what it's like. I know what these seats are like. They upgraded one person to business and she was
always been my wish.
Yeah, she was a really nervous flyer and had been living in the UK for something like 13 years and needed to come home to see her mum. And as a surprise, I mean, it was totally set up by the doco, but they upgraded her to business and she was like, oh my
goodness.
And
Amazon's Mr. Bezos upgraded her to business. That would have been fun.
I mean, didn't upgrade her to first, but business. But you got to see down underneath where the crew area is, where they sleep, how they get into these tiny little
Is it
holes?
Worse than like the below deck cabins?
Oh, yeah, far, far worse.
You don't want to be claustrophobic.
You would absolutely not want to. There's actually one that they call the Harry Potter hole because you are under the stairs. They say it's noisy because people are coming in and out all the time and it's freezing down there. Man. They even followed animals emigrating back over and what process they go into. That they're actually on our flights with us. And the great thing about this documentary was they gave you so many stats. So something like 15,000 animals fly internationally every year on commercial flights. And they're saying Qantas does 3,000 of them, something crazy like that. And they don't have people looking after them. So they set them up with lots of like warm blankets and food and everything, and they try and get them all ready. But they are in a really cold area because they're underneath. And they said sometimes in first class, if first class is on the bottom deck right at the end and things are quiet, you can hear dogs barking.
Oh, just put them up with their owners.
I know. Anyway, it was quite interesting. In a way, wished it was following a different airline, only because I'm Australian. I'm aware of Qantas. It would be interesting to see something different.
I understand what you mean.
But still quite interesting and a fun little world to step into.
No, that sounds really good. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And there are heaps of different versions on Amazon of that. So the Secret Life of the cruise ship, of the resort. Heaps of different ones.
All holiday related.
I guess holiday travel related. I haven't seen any of the others.
Yeah.
But if you're interested, I mean, they're only about an hour or so long.
I could watch it.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about a movie that we watched 2 weeks ago and then we'll get into the quiz. We watched a film on Amazon as well, actually. It was an Amazon original called Robot.
Yes.
Robots. And it had Jack Whitehall.
Yes. And
Cheyenne Woodley.
Yes.
Yeah. And immediately I got, I don't know why, but I got Upload vibes, which is also an Amazon show. Mm. But then it ended up not being like Upload. Well, kind of. So basically robots are in a time, a little bit into the future.
30 years into the future.
Yeah, where there's not only AI, but the AI are actually robots.
Mm-hmm.
And they're used for... really super menial tasks, I guess, like AI, but not casting directors, guys. Come on.
Yes, not controversial things.
Like somebody that would get your rubbish.
Yeah.
Someone who would Probably be like the bellboy at a hotel.
Yes.
That kind of thing. And
it starts off with an incredibly rich businessman being sentenced to 25 years in jail for having an AI
replica of
robot of himself.
Which is banned. You're not allowed
illegal.
It.
As we find out very quickly on, our two main characters also have illegal robots of themselves. Both of them send their robots out on dates.
First dates, just to feel.
Because they couldn't be bothered.
Feel out there, yep.
Jack Whitehall does it because he only wants one thing.
So he waits till that one thing is acceptable.
So date four, he goes on the date and his robot stays home. Whereas Cheyenne's robot, she's out to get as much money from them as possible. So she sends her beautiful robot out, looks exactly like her, to get men to buy her things, essentially, pay her bills.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. And then they go on a date with each other. But it's a robot dating a robot. And then the robot and the robot fall in love.
Mm, it's a beautiful love story.
And the humans are a bit like, hang on a second.
Yeah.
We're number one around here. You're our slaves. And the robots are like, we're going to take off.
Yeah, they leave a video message saying, sorry, but we're leaving. We're in love with each other.
And it's very funny. And it's the humans chasing the robots to try and basically claim their identities back.
Yes.
Very funny. Think of Black Mirror, but fun.
Exactly.
Like you don't feel depressed at the end of this. I really enjoyed it. I thought it's the perfect Saturday night. Sit down, have a yummy dinner on the lounge and enjoy watching this movie.
And just enjoy it. I watched the trailer. As I said to you, I don't
really
watch trailers.
Yeah, you recommended it.
But I recommended it. And I don't know what made me choose it.
Jack Whitehall.
I think it was seeing who the cast was. Yeah. And the photo, the media photo with the title robots, I was like, what?
What is this?
That doesn't look like robots.
Yeah.
And when I saw the trailer and I sent it to you saying, I've got a movie for us. It's called Robots.
Mm, mm, mm.
And Leah wrote back saying, what's it about?
I thought it was being really funny.
She was really funny. I was even funnier because I wrote robots back.
Do you know what? I was with someone. I must have been at work or something. And I was like, oh, look at this. This is really funny. And I went, there's only one correct answer that she can reply with. And you did it.
Yeah. I was in a meeting when your message came through and I was like, replying.
A little bit of cheering. It was really fun. Yeah, I would recommend it. I think it was a fun movie.
Really fun.
Yeah, I would recommend if you've got Amazon. Even if you have Amazon and you've never actually watched the video, like if you've just used it for the free delivery.
Start with that.
Yeah, it's a good, fun film and you can't get it anywhere else because it was commissioned by them.
And the ending was spot on.
So good. I loved it. We obviously won't tell you what it was, but it was very much worth it. I think I'm going to save the stuff that I watched.
Okay.
Because I want to get into this Barbie quiz because so much has been about Barbie recently. So I decided Google Barbie quiz.
Yeah.
And I've gone on to fun trivia, a classic.
Okay. How much do I know about Barbie?
Well,
I used to know a lot. Is it about the movie?
No.
It's about Barbie.
It's about Barbie.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to potentially answer, but I think maybe I'll need to help you.
Okay.
What day, month, year was the first Barbie doll released?
Day.
So you just start saying numbers and I'll help you.
Oh, so not day, date.
Date.
Oh, okay. Date. The 14th.
La.
4th.
Ha.
7th.
Ha.
8th. 9th.
Yep.
The 9th of November, March,
yes.
1963, 1955, 58, 1959.
Nine.
Yeah, correct. I knew that straight away. It was a Wednesday.
It was. Maybe. Imagine if it was a Wednesday. It'd be
what
really
was
funny.
The date?
We're gonna. We, I can't. Okay. In 2006, Mattel issued the Barbie and Tanner the dog set. In addition to Tanner the dog, it was a dog bone, some dog toys.
Yeah.
And what, like, accessory also was in it?
Like a handheld kennel?
No. Think going out for a walk.
A leash.
And your dog stops.
Oh, doggy poo bags.
Yeah, but it's like a pooper scooper.
Pooper scooper.
Yeah,
cute.
Pooper scooper. Yeah, it was cute. Good fun. And like responsible as well.
Yeah, it's all about being environmentally friendly.
Ruth Handler was the creator of Barbie. Where'd you get the name from?
They were her children, Barbara and Kenneth.
Good work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I did know that perfectly.
Yeah, and that was actually the next question. What was the next doll?
Ken.
Yeah.
No, it was Ken.
It was just Ken. It was just Ken. Let's do one more. Okay. A very specific body type. Barbie's got that. But what was the actual primary reason for this? Like really practical.
Because the doll would stand up.
And is very easy to dress.
Easy to dress.
Kids, like girls or boys, whatever, can dress the doll really easily.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right, we'll watch the Barbie movie.
Can't wait.
It's going to be good fun.
Are you going to wear pink?
I've got a pink jumper.
Have you noticed how many people are wearing pink lately?
Oh, yeah.
So many people. I was at a cafe today.
Yeah.
And all of these people came.
Really?
Just one by one from an office building, and all of them were wearing bright pink. And I thought, they've either got some sort of event on or it's in.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it like when you buy a car, say you've bought like a Honda Civic and suddenly you see other Honda Civics?
Potentially, but you don't really see a lot of pink around.
That's a good point.
So when,
yeah, good point.
When four people in a
yes,
row.
Yes, I understand what
not
you're
coming
saying.
Down together as a group
no,
of
no,
four.
No, 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 no.
When they come down.
And they're
look,
all.
Look, I will say one out of the four was wearing black but had a Barbie bum bag. Are over their shoulder.
Well, that's more. I mean, that's far more obvious.
Far more obvious. The other one was completely dressed head to toe in pink. So, Honda Civic, maybe. Barbie, definitely.
Living in a material world. Yeah, that's interesting. No, I think the bum bag has definitely given that away. Look, I think that was a brilliant episode. I've enjoyed every second of it. And I'm going to now say on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah.